Sanders had breakfast with the AFL-CIO in Manchester, stumped for executive council candidate Andrew Volinsky in Warner, and by 3 p.m. he was in Lebanon, telling the crowd why they need to look beyond the personal attacks flying around.
We've got to ask ourselves a very simple question. What are the important issues facing America, and what are the positions of the candidates on those issues? And on that basis, the answer is 100% clear that on every issue, Hillary Clinton is the superior candidate, hands down.
This was Sanders' first time campaigning for Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton since the convention. Lebanon, where the official Clinton event was held, is a city where Sanders won twice as many votes as Clinton in the primary. So there were plenty of folks who shared Leslie Connolly of Aetna's mindset. She voted for Sanders in the primary. She's backing Clinton now. But she feels like that Sanders vote did make a difference.
And I'm really glad that he swayed her to the left. And I think if people keep meeting like this and letting, you know, whoever wins know what we believe in, then maybe we'll have some changes.
But a handful of people stood outside the event, holding signs that claimed never Hillary, a couple supporting Jill Stein, and a couple more demanding Clinton go to prison. Speaking to the crowd of 100 or so people, Bernie Sanders also stressed the weight of this year's Senate race, reminding the audience that New Hampshire could be the deciding vote in who controls the Senate come November. For NHPR News, I'm Natasha Haverty.